Well, concerning Rocket Lab, what do you want first? The good news or the bad news? Well, let's start with the good news. The good news is that on Saturday, Rocket Lab launched its 20th Electron rocket from the Mahé Peninsula, which is on the east coast of the North Island. Liftoff and first stage burn was successful. That stage separated from the second stage at an altitude of 70 kilometres and a speed of 8,200 kilometres per hour.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2...
T-plus 30 seconds into the mission, Electron is well on its way to space after its 20th liftoff from the pad at Rocket Lab Launch Complex 1. With Electron clearing past 700, sorry, it's clearing well on its way to space right now. And very soon, Electron will approach Max-Q, or maximum aerodynamic pressure. And this is the moment when the forces against the launch vehicle are at their peak during ascent. So let's listen in for the call that Electron has cleared that gate.
Good ship, run one.
Approaching Max-Q.
HVB discharge nominal.
Max-Q cleared.
Turn sheet run 2.
There's the call out. Electron has successfully passed through Max-Q with propulsion continuing nominally. In about a minute, we'll be coming up to three events that happen back-to-back during flight. First is main engine cutoff, or MECO. This is when the nine Rutherford engines on Electron's booster throttle down before shutting off completely to slow the rocket down before the second event. That's when the first stage separates from the rest of Electron as it continues with the third event, ignition of the sole Rutherford engine that powers Electron and the satellites to orbit. With that stage separation, Electron's booster begins its journey back to Earth, and so will begin our second Electron recovery attempt. We'll hopefully have a live camera feed on that first stage to watch that descent take place. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's wait for the call out for those three events.
Stage 1 propulsion is nominal, and MECO confirmed.
Successful separation.
Stage ignition.
Recovery.
Analyst recovery, proceed with sequence 59, stage 1 recovery operations.
The first stage re-entered the atmosphere using a newly developed heat shield. Lower, it deployed a parachute and descended to an ocean splashdown. A ship recovered the rocket and took it to shore. The plan is to reuse the Electron first stages, reducing the cost of access to space. Well, now the bad news. Just after the first and second stages separated, we heard this.
With that stage separation, Electron's boost... As you've seen, we've had a successful MECO and stage separation. No, there's been no ignition, sorry, but on your screen, we'll keep that view and see what we can come back to you with soon. Okay, so it looks like we've had a loss of telemetry. We'll come back to you with more information as soon as we have it.
What we saw were televised views from the first and second stages. The glow of the second stage engine rapidly died. At the same time, the engine appeared to have swiveled away out of alignment. Meanwhile, another camera view showed the vehicle begin to tumble. At that point, vision from the rocket ended, and soon after, Rocket Lab terminated its live commentary. In a statement released yesterday, Rocket Lab said that they continued to receive good telemetry following the shutdown of Stage 2. This extensive data was being methodically scoured to enable the review team to accurately pinpoint the issue and implement corrective actions for future missions. Now, this failure brings Rocket Lab's failure rate to 15%, because they've had three unsuccessful flights out of 20.